Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. Each week, psychic healer Bonnie Jean and Belle Salisbury interview guests who share with you cutting-edge manifesting techniques that empower you for success. The Empowerment Zone will guide you to being more conscious mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually so that you can ascend from fear to hope. Stay to the end of the show for a group active meditation that will release the energy of fear, worry, doubt, depression, and anxiety and replace it with the energy of love, hope, peace, joy, and happiness. This energy leads to success, and we invite you to share in the meditation. To get in line to ask your question, please call 602-753-1549 or post your questions on chat. Now on to the Empowerment Zone.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Triangle Variety Radio Show, The Empowerment Zone. I want to thank you for taking your valuable time to tune in and to listen to us today as we guide you and empower you to be the master of your destiny. My name is Bonnie Jean, and I'm a master psychic healer and teacher. To give you a little bit about me, since this is our first show, I want to let you know I'm a natural-born psychic who's professionally trained to read and move energy. I was blessed to start my training at the age of 6 through my mom, and I became professionally certified through Golden Rose Psychic Services. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, and a medium who speaks and works with angels and guides who assist me during the readings. I do remember the day before I was born, and I come from a family of psychics. I have meditated for 28 years, and I carry the Flower of Life Meditation Certification as well as Reiki Certification. I am an author, and I have gone through the Spontaneous Kundalini Awakening. In addition, I am the co-founder of ManifestMastermindUniversity.com. And today I'm joined by my co-host, the wonderful Belle Salisbury, who is a psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Belle offers guidance to her clients, and she's also assisted in many murder and missing person cases, giving valued information to bring about resolve to unanswered questions by seeing through the eyes of the victim often, giving details of the event, of the perpetrators, the vehicles, and the location of the crime. Belle is also the owner and creator of an online magazine called Belle Spree, which brings knowledge and inspirations to those who seek knowledge around spirituality and paranormal. Well, hello, Belle. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm great. How about you?
I am wonderful. Could you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself?
Well, my gosh, after that introduction, how could I follow that?
But I know there's more. I know there's more about you.
Well, I am a psychic medium, as you stated, and I think my favorite thing to do is communicate with departed loved ones that brings messages, healing, and resolve to those that are left behind in the physical world.
Yes, yes, and that is so important. And you also teach people how to develop their mediumistic skills.
I do. I teach psychic development online, as well as my mediumship courses. I teach how to work with energy, understanding your dream symbols, you know, what are your dreams saying to you, and several others that I offer online that are just so much fun.
Yes. And now, Belle, we do have tonight a special guest. His name's Steve. So I do want to invite anybody to call in. You can get in line to ask questions, or you can get a free reading. And tonight's topic is about living your purpose. And the call-in number is 949-272-9578. And if you don't want to call in, you can always join us through chat and ask your questions. So I invite all of our audience to go ahead and do that. Get in line and we'll answer your questions as they come through. And like I said, today, Belle, we're going to be joined by Steve Pollitt. Now, Steve is a business real estate investing coach who developed the gold formula that, when used in connection with several other processes, makes it easy for Steve to guarantee success for his clients. He's done a number of things, but one of the things is he has an amazing website called Manifest Mastermind, and it's been around since about 2008, and it helps people step by step to use the law of attraction to manifest what they desire. And Steve is also the co-founder with me of Manifest Mastermind University, and I can attest to how well his techniques help people to manifest. So, Steve, are you there?
Oh, I am, Bonnie. Thank you very much. And I'm delighted to be here with Bonnie and Belle. And to expand on something that Bonnie just said, what we have been working on is taking the original idea of Manifest Mastermind and using an ever-expanding base of knowledge and information that's available to us internally and from outside resources, and prepare that and present it in a way that will further help and guide people to manifest their dreams and desires. And that's what Bonnie has been doing a great job with in terms of developing Manifest Mastermind University. So, Bonnie, would you like me to continue, or what would you suggest?
Well, Steve, I'd like to talk to you about living your purpose. You've encouraged, I know there's success stories out there where you have helped people to turn around their life and go from not knowing what they want to actually living their purpose and living a life that's fulfilling. How do you do it? What principles do you live by that help people to grasp what they have to do to live their purpose?
It's not a simple silver bullet, one-sentence answer. I like to explain a few things to prepare people to begin to understand what it means to live on purpose. I'm going to share with you a phrase that's a little bit complex initially, but I think you'll quickly understand it. And the phrase is called cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance is simply the feeling of discomfort that results when you hold two conflicting beliefs. So how does anyone hold two conflicting beliefs? Well, first of all, the problem is thinking that a belief is the truth. And a belief, in many cases, is not the truth. So if you have several beliefs that are not the truth and they're in conflict, now you're in big trouble. So it's really important to focus on what's the truth. Well, let me give you an example of a very easy example of truth. Darkness is the absence of light. There's never any variation from that. Never, ever an exception. Darkness is always the absence of light. If there was ever an exception to that statement, then that would not be true. That darkness is the absence of light. It's absolute truth. It's undeniable. So many of us have developed beliefs over time that either come from, you both of you as psychics and mediums and so forth would probably relate to being born with certain things that we may have brought with us from our past lives. Most people can relate to what they have developed over time that maybe have been taught to them by their parents, by their friends, by their observations, by people they socialized with. And they thought that what they were taught was truth, but it's not. So, for example, in the area of prosperity, money is the root of all evil. Many of us have heard that. Is that the truth? Of course it's not. there's many examples of money not being the root of all evil. It's no different than saying people are the root of all evil, because evil is directed by people. So when there's war, there's murder, whatever, everything like that, it's done by people. Does that mean all people are evil? No, of course not. So we have to really examine our beliefs. Now that leads to another point of guidance, which is also can be a little bit deep. And before I share this with you, let me tell you that I want to come back to the word truth and say to everyone listening to this call that whatever I say is true only if it's true for you. So just because I say it doesn't mean that it's true. Now, for me, it's true. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. But for you, you need to understand and think about what I'm saying and say, does it make sense and is it true for you? So that's a first opening point and agreement. The second thing is I would encourage all of you to be very present on this call. And one of the techniques that I use to be present in any call, any seminar, any event, any presentation, any discussion, and I know this is a little bit difficult for the current technology world that we live in, but I love pencil and paper, pen and paper. I make notes. I keep my focus on what the person is saying, and that keeps my attention on the point. So I would like you to agree that whether it's me or anyone else on calls or seminars or events, that you pay attention and say whatever they're saying is true only if it's true for you, and be present. And that's going to be very, very helpful to you. So that's one of the first points I want to make. The second point I want to make, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Steve, you know, I just recently did a blog today about truth, about what we believe and how if we can stay present and shift our reality by believing in the best, by believing we can make it, by believing our dreams will come true, we actually tap into our co-creative abilities. But if we believe we're limited, if we believe that we serve no purpose, that also will equally be true, and it will shape our world. And that's why some people can be successful and some people can't, because those conscious and subconscious thoughts actually shape our reality.
Okay, so let me develop that idea because it's right on alignment with where I was headed. So on the topic of truth and purpose, I want to share the idea of our physical self versus our true self. Most of us live in the physical self arena, which means we pay attention to our physical desires, our physical feelings, and that's the source of all of our positive and negative emotions. But our true purpose, our true self, has a purpose for our physical self being here. So our true self is the essence of who we are. It's the individualization of our source. And that's where most of us have some challenges, because we're not focused on how to understand our true self, and accordingly then, without understanding that, we have difficulty understanding our true purpose. Another thing that happens is that, for example, when I was in college, when I look back on this, and again, this is what I'm able to look back on and evaluate now. I didn't understand it at the time. But I would say to you that my purpose at that point in time was to evolve into who I am now. I didn't know what I was going to be now, but I had here. I'll give you some insight. I was reading the Wall Street Journal when I was in college, and I saw this ad. And the ad was for a senior vice president of this very large, popular, well-known, well-respected corporation. And I was reading the ad in terms of the requirements for this position. And part of the requirements were that you needed to be a CPA and MBA. And I thought, okay, that job sounds like something I'd really like to do. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to become a CPA and MBA. And I did. I took the action. I became a CPA. I got my MBA. The other thing that happened in that same period of time was when I was getting close to graduating from college, I visited the office, an office of one of the largest CPA consulting and tax firms at the time. And walking around there and meeting the professionals that work there, I thought, wow, this is the kind of place that I would really like to work. Well, and I had this image. And what happened was none of those firms ever accepted me. But 10 years later, through a whole bunch of circumstances that I never, ever could have mapped out, I ended up being hired by the number one firm in the world. And for the next 10 years, my career was amazing in terms of the people that I worked with. I worked with the top clients of the firm, the top partners in the firm. I had experience that I never could have envisioned. All I envisioned 10 years earlier was physically working in a place exactly like that, and it happened. And then when I left that firm, I went right in to the executive position that I had envisioned when I was in college. I was working in a boardroom. I was an executive vice president. And I was working I was working for companies that I never, ever could imagine at the detailed level. So you talk about manifestation.
Right.
I began to learn later how I created that.
Right. And Maya, Steve, we're going to take a moment to take a break, and we have a promo that we need to do, but you brought up some good points that after this break, I want to go ahead and ask you some questions about, and I'm sure Bell has some questions for you. But we're going to go ahead and take a break for a promo here.
Psychic healer Bonnie Jean. Psychic healer Bonnie Jean is a master psychic who teaches psychic development and gives in-depth life-changing readings that are accurate and astounding. She is a medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, channels, reads, and moves energy. Bonnie Jean remembers the day before she was born and is an author, a survivor of a near-death experience, and she has gone through a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. A session with Bonnie is empowering, and she gives you the tools to empower you during the session. Bonnie specializes in meditation for mental health disorders, including depression, anxiety, bipolar, and PTSD, in which she helps people to heal. Contact Bonnie at psychichealerbonniejean.com and book your psychic healing session today.
Great. Steve, you brought up something that I wanted to touch on tonight, and I don't know if Belle has any questions, but the whole thing about living your purpose is it does shift. We may go through a certain amount of time where 5 years or 2 years, our purpose is something, and then it shifts. And I love how you brought that up because it's so true.
Well, let me make a few more foundational points because, you know, we're going to have future shows where we can explore certain other principles more in depth. But there's a couple of things that people need to get right away. And that is because I'm already talking about the law of attraction. I'm talking about purpose. Well, and I didn't understand these things at the time because I was on an enlightened path, but it wasn't a clear path. It wasn't until later when I also manifested major, major disasters in my life that I began to go deep spiritually and understand that everything that was happening in my life I was creating. And when I was creating the disasters, I was not on purpose. I was selfish. And it took a while for me to really understand that. So you said this show was about how to live on purpose. Well, I'm trying to get to the point, help people understand, that in order to know what your purpose is, there are certain things that you can do. First of all, recognize the difference between your true self and your physical self. So, for example, in my case, what I began to recognize that what I loved to do was to learn, study, and share. And, for example, even before I went into that large firm and I was getting my CPA designation without working in a public accounting firm, which I was able to do in the state of Ohio, as soon as I passed the exam, what did I do? I became a teacher of the CPA preparation course. I became a teacher. I did that on Wednesday nights and all day Saturdays. And then what did I do?
Bell, did you see what I typed in the chat room?
Pardon me?
Excuse me?
Did you see what I put in the room?
No.
I'm not sure what we're talking about at this point.
I think the Steve can hear you.
So what I began to understand that I was a person that really loved to learn, but I was also a person that loved to share what I was learning. So when I joined the firm at the time, I also became an instructor. I became a leader for the younger people. And I traveled, I remember going to Lisbon, Portugal for a week to teach a specialized course there that I had learned and developed. And I wasn't connecting all the dots until later in life after I experienced some great difficulty, and I began to say, what is it? What am I intending to do? Well, I began to really conclude that I had certain skills. The skill set became obvious to me. And then I decided that it was my purpose to take those skills, expand them, using them as much as I can for the benefit of as many people as possible, and in the process benefit them by sharing with them not only the professional and technical and management and sales and all those types of skill sets, but also the personal skill sets that were needed so that they could achieve balance in their life, a balance that sometimes I didn't always achieve myself because I didn't understand it. So it's the greatest good for the greatest number of people delivered by individuals, in this case, me. So, for example, here's another example. And I'll use examples of myself because this is how I think about things. I'm a real estate investor. What does that mean? That means that my focus is on properties that where people want to live, whether it's a single-family home, a commercial multifamily apartment complex, or things like that. But it's beyond that. I take properties that I solve problems. I take a problem property that I can acquire, and I use other people's money to do that. And I renovate the properties, and then they're made very, very nice for somebody who wants to live in that property. So what happens? I solve the problems. It's, first of all, the property is owned by someone that wants to get rid of it. I find the property, and I find the numbers will work so that when I use other people's money, they get a return on their investment. Then we fix up the property, and the property becomes a very, very nice place. So that enhances the physical asset, not only the property, but of the neighborhood, the street that it's on, the community, and the region. And the energy is elevated by everything that I do. If I can't elevate the energy by what I'm doing, then it's not the right deal for me. There's plenty of other people out there that do real estate transactions that I never would touch because it just doesn't add the value. I'm all about adding value. Now, I take that one simple idea and say, well, I can do one house, or I can do 100 houses, or I can do 10,000 houses. I don't know how many I'll do. All I know is that I'll do as many as I possibly can. I'll build the organization that I can, because I learned how to do that when I was working for the multi-billion-dollar companies, when I was working for that big firm, or when I was with when I was a senior vice president of finance for a $1.6 billion company. I learned how to run huge organizations with systems and management processes that would benefit me later, like now, because now I want to do it all over again, not because of the size, but because of the number of people that it will benefit. I see the people that work very, very hard and don't get paid very well for what they do. That's not me. I want people to get paid extremely well for what they contribute to the process. I also see people that think they should get paid a lot for not doing anything, and I'm not in alignment with that. So I'm sharing with you that when let's use some other examples. So someone would say, I talk about the law of attraction, and certainly Bonnie and Bell knows the law of attraction. We attract what we think about the most. And someone would say to me, Steve, well, I think all the time about the money I don't have and I want and I don't get. I think all the time about the relationship that I want and I don't have and I don't get it. I think all the time about the health and energy that I want, and I don't have it. How does the law of attraction work? I said, the law of attraction is working perfectly. Let's talk about your purpose. Because if your purpose is not in alignment with what you are dreaming and desire, you're going to be in conflict. Now we get into that cognitive dissonance thing, conflict. Now there's actually a total of, at least the way I'm studying it now, seven laws of conscious creating. And they all have to be in alignment. And we don't have the time or the scope of this particular call to cover all of that. But I do want to touch on a few things. And that's why when Bonnie started out this call, it says this is about how to live your purpose. Well, first step is, what I've been talking about is, we have to work on figuring out what your purpose is. And I can't figure out your purpose. I can only raise some questions and help you. And actually, if you look very carefully at the first class in Manifest Mastermind University, Bonnie will walk you through. She's developed some amazing questionnaires and charts that lead you to the answer. And if it's not clear to you, the way that the process works, because you have to submit this information, if you're part of the program, we're going to be taking a look at what you're saying, and we'll help you just by answering the questions.
Yeah, and that's so important.
It is.
That's so important to ask questions of yourself. You know, Steve, many people sometimes, we grow up and our parents say, well, we want you to be an accountant or we want you to be a teacher. And we go through life living other people's dreams. One of the things about today and today's society is there's so many opportunities to do just a million different careers and have a million different lifestyles, that really digging down and asking yourself and, I listened to a show where someone said, go into seclusion, get to know yourself. If you're feeling lost out there and you don't know what you want and you don't know you don't know what your purpose is, because your purpose is what you want to experience. And if you feel bland, if you feel dead inside, then you're definitely not living your purpose. And for you, you know, when you saw that ad in the newspaper, you immediately knew what your want was. And from that want, you were able to catapult into having and knowing your purpose.
Well, one of the things
I ask you this, Steve. Oh.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bonnie. Ask your question. I'll come back to what I was going to say.
I was just going to ask you, Steve, if there's someone out there that doesn't know their purpose, What's the first thing that you recommend that they do? That, you know, what is step one?
It's funny because I was just going to answer the question, and you're asking the question. I was headed right into that point. So here's where we're at. If you're really struggling with your purpose, the first recommendation that I make is I think it's really, really important from a belief system point of view and a knowing system. I'll say knowing because it's not a belief for me. It's a knowing. The true self versus the physical self. You really need to have a relationship and a clear understanding and knowing of your true self and what that really means in relationship to the original creator. And with that, then, I ask you to take a look and look at your life now and in the past and those times when you were involved in, consistently involved in an action or an activity where the time just flies away, you're not aware of the time because you enjoyed it so much. Because one of the biggest problems that most people have is saying, well, I love to cook, or I love to garden, or I love to take care of pets, or I know people, I wish I was closer to some of them right now, but who say I love to clean. And they said, but I can't make a living doing that. I can't make money doing that. I can't achieve my lifestyle by doing that. And I'll say, well, there's a limiting belief. There's a limiting belief. And we need to take a look
right
at that.
Steve, we're gonna take another quick break here. And we've got another promo, and then we're going to come back and discuss that more.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Reverend Belle Salisbury is an internationally recognized psychic medium known for her natural ability since childhood to see things that are going on around you and bring through messages from the spirit world. As a medium, Belle demonstrates her abilities by attuning herself to a higher frequency, along with help from those in the spirit world to bring messages from your loved ones. Belle Salisbury is able to cross the bridge between two worlds that allows her to see and communicate with your departed loved ones, helping to bring closure, resolve, and healing. As a psychic, Belle Salisbury offers readings for those seeking guidance, addressing your questions and concerns around your daily life with clarity and truth. Readings are available in person or by phone. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 910-229-3669. That's 910-229-3669. And please visit Belle at bellesalisbury.com to learn more about her services.
You know, Steve, I wanted to bring Belle in here. Belle, you know, you have an amazing career. You're living your purpose. You have multiple degrees as well. You know, for those that don't know, Belle has a degree in journalism, but also a degree in metaphysics. So, Belle, you know, how did you go from journalism to metaphysics and learn your purpose?
Well, you know, I was thinking this as Steve, you were talking about finding your purpose, and Bonnie, you mentioned the fact that we are always trying to pattern our life path according to our parents' desires. That's usually where we first start. You know, we're told you're going to grow up and be a doctor, and of course in my generation, we were to grow up and get married and have kids. And so the idea of a female in the working world just wasn't, you know, a priority. And then as the generation shifted, I tried to make myself fit into the 9-to-5 working world, and I just couldn't. I just didn't fit. And so I started asking myself, where is my passion and what comes naturally or easily for me? Yep.
There you go. Where's that passion? And really, Steve, I don't know if you agree with this, but, you know, one of the things about living our purpose is the struggle goes away. You know, when mm-hmm. we start getting into that zone, the struggle leaves because, the universe is saying, yes, you found it. You found your purpose, and because you're in alignment, the doors are going to start opening. And just like with you, you know, getting hired into the top company, the doors open because you were on purpose.
Yeah, we're working with the flow of the energy instead of against it. When your passion
correct.
Is there.
Well, correct.
Yeah.
So my role in life is to bring what I call the voice of practicality to a spiritual discussion. Okay, so when we talk about passion and then going and being in the flow of positive energy, I totally agree. In other words, we're no longer in conflict with the direction that we're headed. Does that mean that we don't have experiences of bumps in the road or challenges or difficulties along the way? I don't believe that that's true. And one of our opportunities in life from our true self point of view, our biggest opportunity continues to be, and it is so for many other people that I have this discussion with, and that is to look at all of our experiences with the same level of excitement, because that's how God sees it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's true, because in working with my own guides, they made a statement to me one day that they did not understand the word when I said, oh, I've made a mistake. And they didn't understand that word. They said, mistake? What is mistake? We don't understand. And I said, well, you know, a blunder, when you really royally messed up. And they said, did you learn something? Well, yes, I did. Then it was not a mistake.
Right. Right. Now, we have to be careful with that point of view as well, and mm-hmm. because there is a distinction between having difficulty or doing something that was that you later say, well, you know, maybe I could have done that a different way, or I shouldn't have done it at all, or whatever. That is a learning experience. There's no question. It didn't mm-hmm. serve us. Okay. Oh, that's another way of looking at it. And there's a distinction between that situation and someone who has just blocked all love and commits abhorrent crimes against another person or society. And that's not
right.
what we're talking about.
Right.
Because that clearly is not the way that we're intended to live with each other on the face of the earth. And yet we do. And it's really hard for me to understand whether or not the level of that is increasing or decreasing because what we have in this world today is such a rapid flow of information immediately because of the internet that we know almost anything that happens anywhere in the world the moment that it does. And it's really hard to evaluate. Sometimes it seems like everything is worse than it was 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. We don't know that because we didn't have the information flow then. So,
right.
So,
well, here's something that... I'm sorry, Steve. I just wanted to touch on one thing that you were talking about earlier that really made an impression to me, and that was when you were talking about buying property and remodeling it and making it better than it was, not because it was a financial gain to you and your investors, but also because it benefited the community, the neighborhood. So you're actually working, functioning as a collective. You're looking at, you're not taking this as a personal thing for me. This is not about, you know, cushioning my bank account as much as it is about, you know, beautifying what's around. Do you understand what I mean?
Well,
that just really impressed me.
Well, Bill, it all has to work. In other words, I mean,
right.
if I beautify the neighborhood, but I go up doing it, you know, it's not going to work long term. But let me give you this actually happened on Monday. There's a property that we're renovating, a single family home that's literally only about 10 minutes from my own residence. And it's in a really nice little neighborhood. And this property had been vacant for a long time, more than a year. So it was obviously ignored. It was a bank-owned property and so forth. And so we acquired this property, and over the course of about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, we transformed this property. And so now it's listed, and it's starting to be shown and that sort of thing. But the day that we, the day after we listed it, a lady who lives in the neighborhood, now I have not met her, but the realtor was telling me this story. She comes walking, she called the realtor and said, I'd like to see this house. She says, I've been watching what you guys have been doing to this house, and I absolutely love it. And I live in a smaller place, and I need a bigger place, and I want my husband to take a look at it and see if we can buy this house. And she said, not only that, but the way you made this place look, it's going to result in other people on this street doing more to their own property because mm-hmm. they don't want to be shamed by the
yep.
way this would look. I listened to that and thought, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what I have in mind to happen. And
influential, yep.
That was so fun. And the truth, you know, just that's the realtor shared with me that the other day, and I was so happy to hear that. I was so happy to hear that. So
and
I'll be happier when I sell the course.
And that's how it affects the whole. You know, you're beautifying the one home, and people will go, hey, you know what? I could do that to my front yard, or I could do that to my deck. You know, yeah, I love the idea. I just think that maybe if we started thinking in terms of, you know, what job, if you will, that we want to do with our life, and think of it not so much as how is it going to cushion my bank account as much as how is it going to affect the whole? How is it going to help other people?
That's so true.
Yeah,
you know, one of the things they've shown with studies is that altruistic behavior, when we're out there living our passion and we're giving more and we're doing things that benefit a larger group, we actually have more flow with the universe because there's more people in harmony. So, for example, you know, when we pick a career or we pick a profession in which we're helping other people, and even on the side we can help other people, the laws of the universe are going to go into action for us, and they're actually going to allow us to be more successful. Go ahead, Steve.
I want to make sure that people get a couple key points, because we're talking about purpose, how to find purpose, how to recognize purpose. And I want to share with you some of the discussions that I get in response to this topic. And that is, well, you know, I was born this way. I was born in this lifestyle. I've got this situation going on with my children or with my spouse or with my job or with the economy or with the government or with whatever. And they come up with this laundry list of excuses, and my response to them is, I was most well served in my entire life when I really resounded with the phrase, I am responsible, me. I'm responsible for what happens in my life. I am responsible.
Yeah. Steve, let me go ahead and give out I want to give our audience the number to call in and to get in line for the show. If they'd like to ask some questions, the number is 949-272-9578. Or they can join us in the chat room if anybody has any questions. And we're going to get ready in just a minute here to go ahead and take another break. But I want to encourage everyone to call in. Bella is a medium and a psychic. And if you have questions about how to empower your own life and to get on purpose, our special reading tonight is to look at what is blocking your purpose. So if anybody would like to go ahead and call in while we go ahead and run the next promo, then we'll go ahead and take questions and even do a live reading about what's blocking you from knowing your purpose.
Get a coaching session with internationally known business coach, Steve Pollitt. Steve Pollitt is a business coach and a real estate investing coach who developed the gold formula and guarantees results. An accomplished business professional with a proven track record in the Big Four. He has acted as the CFO of several well-known companies. Steve's experience as an entrepreneur and business consultant is an extension of his large business experience, which includes training by some of the highest and best business leaders in the world. Steve has visualized and created success for himself, and he empowers clients to create success with his cutting-edge techniques that drive clients to achieve more than they thought possible. Today, Steve removes barriers. Steve can help your business to expand and thrive and guide you onto greater success. Steve takes the guesswork out of developing and implementing proven success strategies. Call Steve at 727-587-7871. His website is stevepollitt.com and email is stevepollitt@gmail.com for your free consultation today.
You know, Steve, one of the things, and Bella, you know, you and I are real big on meditation and our energy body, and I think that if anybody out there feels stuck, one of the things they need to start doing is they need to start clearing their energy body and doing that through meditation. But, Steve, I know that you do a little bit of meditating, but you're very big on eating healthy and exercising. Did that come about as a result of your own trials and for you to really get on focus and get on purpose? Did you find that aligning your food and your physical activities, that helped you to find more of your purpose because you became clearer on an energetic level?
That's
kind
a very interesting question. I would say to you, from an early age, I became aware that the better that I felt, then I was in a better position to handle whatever was coming into my life. So I knew I never liked feeling sick. When I was very young, I was in a pretty severe car accident, so I was in the hospital a lot. Once I moved past that period, I really didn't like the idea of going back to doctors or hospitals. And so I decided that if I didn't want to go to doctors and hospitals, then I had to figure out a way of continually sustaining my health. And Does that mean that I was always perfect doing that? No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would say that there's many things that I've done and that would be in conflict of what I would consider an ideal health situation. But as I've matured, I continually to evaluate that very carefully because I found that my metabolism changed, my weight changed, my energy level shifted, and even though I thought I was eating pretty healthy, when I took a really close look at all of the variances from that, I needed to take it up to a higher level. And I'm getting ready to do that again. In another couple of days, I'll have a product pack that's coming, and I've committed to do a 10-day health and fitness transformation program just to test the reaction that I have for doing that. So I like those types of experiments. I'm not saying that that's my entire life, but bottom line, Bonnie, the better that I feel, not only in terms of, you know, if I'm confident and that my body weight is where I want it to be, my energy level is where I want it to be, my mental focus is where I want it to be, then I am in a better position to move forward along the path that I feel that I'm intended to move. And, you know, I
think that's so very true.
It is true. Totally true for me.
Yes. And
people will say to me,
yeah.
People say, people will say to me, you know, well, how are you planning on retirement? I said, well, I'm working on strengthening my financial reserves, like most people should be, but I have no plans to retire, because why would I ever retire from things that I love to do?
Right. And, you know, let's get this, Bella. I wanted to ask you, you do a lot of empowering your clients. And how much do you feel that meditation and your psychic ability helps to empower them? What do you find when you have a, I know I have clients come to me that are just drained and exhausted. And really it's going through and on a metaphysical level, for me, it's about clearing out that energy. What tips and techniques do you recommend from maybe a metaphysical standpoint that's really going to help someone to get on their purpose?
Wow.
Well,
that's a good question.
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to recognize. It's a real interesting situation when you observe that someone's probably not on purpose, but they don't. A perfect example would be, I've worked with hundreds of people who are business owners and entrepreneurs at various levels of size. And in many cases, their entire focus is on making more money in the business. How do I make more money in the business? How do I make more money? Well, why do you want to make more money in the business? It gets back to, why do I want to fix this house? Do I want to fix this house to make money? Well, we have to make money in fixing the house, but you already got the bigger picture of what I'm trying to do. Same is true for any business. And I'll give you this story. There was two brothers and two sisters. Actually, it was a brother and sister and a brother and sister, so they were cousins. And they were running a company that I was doing consulting work for, and this one guy, his name was Billy, and he was in charge of the maintenance department for this company. It was a big trucking company. And I'll never, ever forget this. I mean, I started working with them, and I was working with the management team and trying to help them get better at what they do. And all Billy would want to talk about was going fishing. All he wanted to do was go fishing. And he was one of the members of management. And finally, I told the team, I said, you know what? And I said, you know, we talked about what Billy was making, his salary and so forth. I said, you'd be better off just paying his salary and letting him go fishing than trying to get him to do what you want him to do in the business, because it was so stressful for everybody else, because he wasn't doing anything he wanted to do. He was part of family, so I wasn't saying, you know, fire him and stop paying him. But that was my solution. Let him go fishing, or let him go fishing more. It was a perfect example of somebody being totally out of alignment with where they were at. And I find that so many, many cases, because they're focused on, well, I need to make the money because of my family. And, well, I'm not disagreeing with the point of financial prosperity, not at all. But it's how we do it. That's what I'm focused on. Because if I teach someone, and we talked about the goal formula and the promotion, the goal formula is very simple. Plan, actual, variance. You can't achieve an intended goal without a plan on how you're going to get there, and you can't know that you're off plan unless you measure the actual results versus the plan. The goal is in the variance. Once you have a plan and you measure the actual versus the plan, you have a variance. The variance, if it's positive, do more of it. If it's negative, fix it. It's the simplest, most powerful formula I've ever found, and not that many people talk about it, but I talk about it all the time, because I originated the term, the gold formula, because it is gold. It's golden, and it applies. If you want to lose weight, there's my weight. I want to lose 30 pounds, okay? I'm going to lose 30 pounds in the next 6 months. Here's my plan. I'm going to adjust my eating habits. I'm going to adjust my exercise schedule, and I'm going to monitor my weight progress day by day. And if I'm going down according to plan, I'm on track. If I'm not going down, I'm off track. What's wrong? What am I doing? Where am I cheating? It's no different. If I want to be happier in my relationship, that's my plan. what am I going to do for myself to be a better person so that I can be happier, so that other person is going to be happier with me? I can go on and on and on. You get the point.
Yeah, and the important point is that it's not something that's done overnight. You can't fix a client in just one reading, but you can lay out some steps.
That's correct. And so what one of the steps, and to specifically answer Bonnie's question, is I share with them what I do. So what do I do? Well, nearly every day I will spend anywhere from, I would say the shortest amount of time would be maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and closer to a half hour to 45 minutes every day on my own personal development, reflection, and resources. And it's all spiritual.
Okay, I have the producer coming on and telling me we have some technical difficulties. So, Belle, are you there?
I am here.
You are. Okay, I'm getting that we have some technical difficulties. We may have lost Steve. Steve? Okay. Yeah, it looks like we lost him. So, you know, Belle, we're talking about everything in regards to empowering people with living their focus, living their purpose. And I'd like you to go back and share with me some of the ways you help clients to live their purpose.
Well, you know, there's
many
different...
How do you help them uncover that?
There's so many different steps. I do a lot of counseling sessions with individuals to where if they have a block, if there's a fear or a block that's keeping them from either realizing their purpose or finding their passion or just getting through the next day, sometimes it's about taking them on a meditative trip, a journey, back to their time in their life when it first began, such as I was recently working with a client who had anger issues. And so I took him back to a place in his childhood where he first experienced that energy of anger, but could not express it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I allowed him to go back to that time and let whoever it was have it. Just tell him off. And we found that made such a difference, even though he wasn't really actually talking to the people who made him angry. He was going through that motion. So it wasn't changing the situation, but it was changing his projection of the situation. It changed his perception of how it turned out.
Do you think, Belle, on a metaphysical level, though, and I like to refer to this as spirit talk, you know, when we do something on a spiritual level, it actually has an impact on the physical world. So by him going back and resolving that issue that was blocking him from living his purpose, he actually probably made some, I would assume, some changes happened on the physical realm as well,
exactly.
Mainly probably in his life.
Well,
yeah,
he was an overweight child and got teased horribly. You know, children can be so cruel, but was teased horribly for being overweight, so that the way he fixed it was he unhealthily lost the weight. You know, he starved himself, and of course that made him angry. And, you know, then he became obsessive compulsive about certain things in his life. And so to be able to take him back during the meditation journey to express how he felt, because he learned that I have to hold my feelings in. And so one session where, you know, you can help someone by taking them back through meditation. And as you know, as a reader as well as me, we rely a lot on spirit's input. You know, I work with their guides, I work with my guides, and sometimes they'll tell me they need to do this or they need to, you know, go through this process. And I can only recommend, but I certainly can't fix it for them.
Right, right. And, you know, but the thing is that when people are ready to live their purpose, they're really ready to remove the blocks, you know. And what you said earlier about being so passionate. Now, let me ask you this, though. You know, I'm one of those people that I probably have 10 things I'm passionate about. And today I was looking at a picture of an octopus going, what do I focus on today? I know one of the things that I like to encourage clients is there's either two types of people, one who knows their purpose or they know a lot of their purposes, mm-hmm. and then there's ones who don't know their purpose. And my heart goes out, and I love to help the people who don't know their purpose because usually, and I don't know if you agree with me, if they don't know their purpose, it's usually because they're either going through depression, anxiety, worry, fear.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't recognize our purpose until we take some baby steps. You know what I mean?
That's true. Like, Belle, we're gonna run for a promo here, and then we'll be right back.
Okay, sweetie.
All right.
Belle Esprit is a free online magazine featuring columnists who are experts in their field. Belle Esprit magazine covers topics about health and healing, spiritual growth, angels, inspiration, divination, and the paranormal. You can also receive guidance from our experts to your questions or follow your astrological and lunar forecast for the month ahead. Belle Esprit magazine is offered free online for your education and enjoyment at bellesprit.com. Belle Esprit means beautiful spirit, and that represents each and every one of us. Their logo is the diamond because it represents the full soul quality. Like a diamond, each facet is unique, holding a beauty all its own. Each facet represents a different characteristic of who we are as individuals. And yet, when we look at the whole diamond, with its flaws and inclusions, we see the exquisiteness of the diamond in its entirety. The collective of the whole soul quality, demonstrating that even in its imperfections, it is still seen as beautiful. Belle Esprit magazine spreads love, truth, and awareness to the world, leading the diamond in the rough to healing and growing into the best diamond we are all meant to be. Visit Belle Esprit at bellesprit.com. That's bellesprit.com.
Great. Welcome back. I want to encourage our listening audience to go ahead and either join us through the live chat or to go in and call at 949-272-9578 and go ahead and get in line for a reading. Now, Belle, I want to pick up where we just left off.
Sure.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about living your purpose.
Yeah.
And when it comes to living your purpose and finding that passion, we were talking about how some people are either really depressed and they don't recognize their own skills, their own capabilities.
Yeah.
How do you help someone to realize how powerful they are?
One day at a time. Seriously, it's one day at a time.
That is absolutely true.
Especially if you're dealing with someone who, let's say, are forced to be in a negative environment. You know, whether that be through family or whether it's from work situations. Or we're doing a job we absolutely hate. We always have a choice. We can choose to stay with it because maybe it's, financial security, or we can choose to make a change. And that's where we oftentimes will run into problems is, what? You mean change? Change what? You know, because it's scary. It's a scary step. But we give the encouragement, we bring in some cheerleaders, you know, and we let them know they can do this. And it's about making a choice. And that's the bottom line. If you aren't happy where you are, choose to make a change.
You know, but Belle, that's very scary for so many people.
Sure.
I know,
sure.
I was talking to someone today, and you know, they were, their back was against the wall and saying, well, you have to change. And they were very afraid of that change. And a lot of it had to do with what other people would think. And this is very important when living your purpose, is that you really can't care what other people think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
That's the biggest culprit, is fear of the unknown. And so what are we telling our clients to do? We're telling them to face your fear. One step at a time. Face the fear.
What is Mike Dooley says, fear is a false energy. It's a false belief. You don't really understand reality if you're in fear.
Yeah, a false energy appearing real or something like that.
Real. There we go. Yes. False energy appearing real.
I had to spell out fear. Let's see, fear. F-E-A-R. Okay.
Yeah. One of the things about living your purpose is, you know, if you're not living your purpose, there's several things that people are going to go through. They're going to feel stuck, and they're going to feel like work sucks them dry. You know, they're going to doubt themselves.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're dealing with someone who's saying, but this, then are they really ready to make that change? Are they really ready if they keep coming up with, but? You know, talk to me when you're ready to make the change. You know, if you are just wanting, and I actually, Bonnie, I said this on a call one day, and I felt so bad because it came out of my mouth so fast before I realized what I said. That I had a client that everything that Spirit was giving her as a response to her problem, I kept getting, but no one likes me, but, and all of a sudden I said, honey, get off the cross. Somebody else needs the wood. And it just came out of my mouth so quick. I was shocked, you know, but that's what Spirit was saying. Then you're not ready to make the change in the situation. You're just looking for someone to cry on and someone to have a pity party with. And I'm sorry, but Spirit doesn't do pity parties. You want to fix things, they'll give us the guidelines and the path in which to do it. And that's why, you know, it is about needing or recognizing a need to make a change. And it's change scary?
Mm-hmm.
You bet it is. You know, we face it every day. Change is scary. But you do, like you said, you reach a point where you've got to say, hey, you know what? I don't care what my neighbors think. I don't care what my family thinks. I don't care what other people say. I want to be happy. And that's what you'll get when you follow your passion, is real happiness.
And that, you know, and for some people, that's scary to reach for their own happiness.
It is.
I've talked, you know, in society, you know, I'm so blessed. My mother was someone that always said, reach for the stars. I've had some wonderful mentors, and it was always reach for the stars, reach for the stars. And there's a lot of people, though, I don't know about you, Belle, but I was raised in a very, very positive environment in regards to beliefs. But there's so many people that, and if anyone in our audience, you know, if you grew up where people never told you to reach for the stars, please call in. The number is 949-729-5578, because we'll encourage you to reach for the stars and to make your dreams come true, and we'll look at what's blocking you.
Now, my father,
what do you think?
My father, Bonnie, was a believer in reverse psychology. He was a psychologist and didn't even realize it. He would tell us, you can't do that. And we would just be stubborn enough to prove to him that we would. You know, that's reverse psychology thing. I knew you were going to do it. Well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Because you're too stubborn. I figured
he encouraged you the other way.
Yeah. So you have to, and you know, one of the things that my father taught me, you know, is to always look at the humor in things. You know, when mm-hmm. Like he always kept saying, look, if life gives you lemons, you make a pitcher of lemonade. Sit back and have a drink and, you know, think it over and get up and try again. You know, he was always in the humor aspect of life. And so even when things were going wrong, you know, yes, it's frustrating. And, yeah, I'm going to sit down and have a little fit. But then I'm going to sit and laugh about it and go, all right, well, let's just go back to the drawing board. Let's just think this through again. Teaches creativity.
Right. And, you know, those of us that have been blessed with positive influences, again, it is a blessing. But in this life, you know, one of the hard facts is sometimes we have to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps. We have to put on our shoes and we have to go out and we have to do it. We have to climb through the muck and the mire. And we have to, and I mean this in a way where we have to go into our soul, into the core of who we are, and really uncover what it is we want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that can be hard for people to look at themselves. And to look and to gather even the energy to do that self-analysis.
You know, I teach in which one of my classes, I think in my mediumship class, one of the exercises that I have my students to partake in is what I call the mirror exercise. They have to go into a private room and sit in front of a mirror for 15 minutes looking at themselves. Not their physical self, but inside self. And I have to tell you, every time they come out of that room, they're wiping away tears, they're emotional, you know, because at first we're going to sit there and what are we going to do? We're going to pick our face apart. Oh, my eyes are crooked, you know, or look, oh, man, there's another wrinkle. But then after a couple minutes, we look past that and we start looking into the eyes of the soul. And it is always such an emotional experience.
Belle, that is just so amazing. I'm getting chills as you're talking about that. I would recommend that anybody who's listening go do that after the show. You know, what a way to take your own...
Yeah,
go ahead.
One of my mediumship students just came into the chat room. Molly Sherrod saying, hi, Molly. I love you, sweetheart. One of my mediumship students, she went through that. She went through that exercise. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Molly.
Wow.
Say hi.
Yeah. But, thanks, Molly. Welcome.
Yeah.
Glad
but,
she could join
yeah.
us. That has to be a very deep soul journey. And once you get to that core of you, it really has to open you up, I would imagine.
Well, you know, when I first did it, it was intense because, you know, I was always so critical of me. You know, I wanted to be Barbie. I wanted to be, you know, pretty, and I wanted to have long hair and everything physical. And I never took the time to get to know the spiritual side of Belle. And that's what I found when I did my mirror exercise was like, wow, you're a pretty cool person. And it you know, you start realizing your beauty and you start realizing you actually meet the soul self. I mean, literally. And you come out of there going, I never knew I was so wonderful. You know, it was just amazing.
You know, I'm going to have to try that tonight.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to do that. I think that is a wonderful exercise. You know, the other things that I can recommend for people who want to live their purpose and they're not sure what it is to grab a notebook, or I'm big on Excel spreadsheets, and just what you want to do, and what I teach people to do, is to write down what do they want mentally, what do they want physically, what do they want emotionally, what do they want in relationships, what do they want item-wise. You know, it's this whole big, what do you want, what do you want, what do you want? And then once they've written it out and gotten to know, what it is they want at their core, they can start picking away and letting go of those things that really don't matter, that really aren't important. But I found so many people, when they're having a problem living their purpose, it's because they don't know what they want, because they don't know who they are.
And that's a great idea, Bonnie, to sit down and make a list. And sometimes, you know, it won't be something you'll do at one sitting, I bet.
Oh, no. I teach this, and usually it takes about 7 weeks to do the entire list, spending about half an hour a day. Because after you get done writing everything you want, you go in and you turn them into power mantra statements, starting with, I am grateful. For example, with me, one of the things I love is I am a crystal girl. I absolutely love crystals. And, you know, one of the things when I started this journey is I wanted to be able to buy any crystals that I wanted. And I can say, you know, 2 months ago I bought emeralds and I bought rubies, because I had put it down as a want, and then I energized it by saying, I am grateful that I can buy any gemstone that I want. And by energizing that and getting focused on what I wanted, and knowing, because I actually make jewelry out of them, so part of my purpose as a jewelry maker is that I was able to align to it simply by creating the mantra, and then the funds would come in, the opportunity would line up to buy those beautiful gems. But I had to know what I wanted in order to set that in motion.
That makes so much sense.
And
Steve made a good point earlier in his conversation, where he was saying that when he works with some of his clients, they will make statements such as, well, you know, I'd like to have money, but I don't, you know. I'd like to go to school, but I can't. And those statements are not in alignment with the law of attraction. You know, it's being grateful in advance for something you desire.
Yes.
Just like, you know, for me, honestly, every month I will go through the process of saying, I am so grateful that I have the money I need to pay my bills and to have some fun.
Oh, my gosh, that's exactly like mine, you know, that I'm spending money left over to enjoy my life.
Yeah.
That is such a powerful mantra. Now, one of the things that maybe people don't understand is there is an energetic universe out there that has a matrix. And the more that we repeat a mantra, the more it becomes embedded into the matrix. And
the more it's embedded into
the matrix. Yes, it does. So if you're, I am grateful now, that has been built into the matrix, so that people who embrace mantras, especially starting with I am grateful, are going to find that it jump starts their ability to manifest simply to live their purpose, because it's already built into that energetic tapestry of reality.
You know, I taught a class not too long ago up in New York, and it was how to call upon the cosmic forces to manifest what it is we desired. And, excuse me, here was this young mother. She was probably 24 years old. She had three kids, excuse me, working her way through nursing school, and she needed a car. And she goes, so if I need a car, excuse me, she said, so if I need a car, I just ask for a car? And I said, no, you don't just ask for a car. You might get an old dump that doesn't work. Let's get detailed. So I said, what kind of car do you want? She goes, well, I need one big enough for my kids. I said, okay, what kind? What do you want? Well, I'd like an SUV. I said, oh, perfect. Let's wish for an SUV. Any particular model? Oh, I love the Grand Cherokee. Oh, perfect. So let's put down a Grand Cherokee. What's your favorite color? What color do you want? She goes, well, I like black. And I said, cool, so we want a black Grand Cherokee. Now, do you want it paid for, or do you want to have payments every month? Oh, I can't afford payments. Oh, okay, so you want it paid for, and you want the title in your name, right? She goes, yeah. And I said, okay, well, so we started getting very detailed about everything that she wanted in this car. I kid you not. 2 weeks later, this young mother pulled up in front of my shop driving a brand new black Cherokee that she won in an auction, a ticket raffle, I think it was, from the car dealership.
Oh, see, that is the universe in action. And, you know, sometimes we need to paint with broad brush strokes. And then other times we need to be very specific. You know, one of the mantras I'll tell you, I had an unexpected expense on Monday, and I knew it was coming in, and I was like, okay, God, you know, what am I going to do? And this was Friday, and so I laid it in God's hands, and I started repeating a mantra that I love to repeat and is very powerful, and I repeat it, and it's, I am grateful to be a well-paid, highly accurate, in-demand psychic healer. Well, do you know I got two out of the blue calls from clients, and they actually gave me, you know, through that, the funds to have the money to cover this unexpected expense. And the thing is, you know what I had to do in exchange? I had to work on my day off. I did not mind doing that. You know,
it was very specific. It works, Bonnie. I do this too. I might have a bill that's coming up, and I'm like, wow. Rather than stress and worry about how I'm going to pay the bill, I just simply say, I am so grateful that I have clients that will pay me so that I can meet this bill. And boom, 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 there's the phone ringing and there's clients signing up and there it is.
Yep. And it's really about the focus, knowing your purpose. And if you're in alignment with your purpose, which is simply what you want and you get passionate about, then you're in all likelihood you're going to go ahead and achieve it. Now, Belle, we're getting close to the end of the show here. Is there anything that you could tell the listeners that would really is going to benefit them? As far as if they called you, how could you help them?
You know, Spirit just reminded me of a favorite saying that I have, and I kind of call it my logo or I don't know, my message is simply that seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. You have to believe.
Yes.
And if you can't see it, and if you can't believe that you're worthy of it, then it's not going to manifest. But if you can believe that you are worthy and believe that you are deserving, then it's yours, just for the asking. The universe, you know, it's so easy. We make it hard.
We get in our own way.
We do. Shame on us.
You know, but what about this? There's also, you know, and I'm going to flip this because, you know, I've been doing this all my life. So for me, and I'm sure for you, you know, for us, this is kind of easy stuff. We've been weaving our purpose from a very early age because we were in touch with the unseen and we knew what the possibilities were. But when, you know, for someone who maybe hasn't experienced the unseen world, that believing is really going to allow them to see it. And mm-hmm. and you and I know that when we read energy, and for the audience, if they don't know, when we read energy, when we get into the seventh layer of your aura, we can actually see what you're manifesting. We
oh, yeah.
can see what you're creating. And then we can look in other people's energy and we can see, well, are they supporting you? Are they on board with that? And
are they in alignment?
People, yeah. And there's some people, if you are not visualizing, nothing is going to show up as manifestations other than what you don't want.
And sometimes,
you know, because that is
simple,
so readable.
It's sometimes so simple as teaching a person, can you visualize an apple in your mind? And most
mm-hmm.
of them will say, well, yeah, okay. If you can very easily visualize an apple and biting into that apple and tasting the juicy nectar of the apple, then how come you can't visualize a wallet full of money?
Very good. On that note, Belle, it has been a wonderful first show. I'm
yeah.
sorry we lost Steve.
Yeah, me too.
But I appreciate everybody who's listened in. And what a wonderful pleasure to be here tonight. And I look forward to next week's show.
Absolutely. Next Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m., folks. Don't
yes.
miss it. It's going to be another great show.
Awesome. Thank you, Belle, and we'll talk more next week.
Thank you, Bonnie. Have a great night, everyone.
Harness your power and kick up your manifesting by enrolling in Manifest Mastermind University. MMU teaches students how to manifest in alignment with their higher power in such a way as to enhance your manifestations through a spiritual transformation. MMU gives you reading material, videos, audio meditations, and homework so that you know what you are doing every step of the way. Each class takes 30 days to complete and start at $9.99. 30% of the students who have started the program and were unemployed are now employed before even taking the third class because the tools are that powerful. The teachings work for you and change your life as you become the master of your destiny. To enroll, go to ManifestMastermindUniversity.com and click on Classes. Thanks for tuning in to the Empowerment Zone. If you missed any portion, be sure to listen to the repeat on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or letters before next week's show, email us at bonnie.nil@trianglevarietyradio.com. Join the Empowerment Zone next week at this same time, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, U.S. time.